Adrienne Bunton is a 47-year-old mother of two and a professional who works for the Petersburg School District in the finance department. Until last fall, she had no idea she had cancer, but she was being proactive with her health and getting regular exams. Those included checkups for skin cancer, which runs in her family. Those exams did not prompt any concern from her doctors.
I was being a responsible adult and getting some health concerns addressed. So I did lots of physicals, testing, blood work, and all that, and was very fortunate to get all good results. Everything was positive. I was healthy.
That was last September. Those good results were at the top of her mind when she volunteered at Petersburg's Beat the Odds Run and Walk in early October. The event raises money for cancer care, training, equipment, and support.
It's become an important tradition with my daughter and I to participate in the event. And I remember watching the runners and the walkers going by and really taking a moment of gratitude that I was healthy and had just gotten the green light from my physicians, and that my loved ones and family, everybody was healthy.
Soon after that race in October, Bunton received news of a different sort, and that's where the boots come into the story.
I went to a training before the start of the school year and up in Anchorage and got myself a pair of cute boots. And they're different than my usual, as they only go about halfway up the calf. So they fell conveniently right at the line where this mole is that I have had forever. And I asked Dr. Hess if we could, it's just bothering me now, can we just get it removed? And so in retrospect, I look back and tell people, yes, my cute boots saved my life.
Bunton learned in October that the mole she had removed the month before was skin cancer, specifically a stage 3B malignant melanoma. She needed surgery in Seattle to remove the mole from her leg, leaving her on crutches for a time. The cancer had spread to her lymph nodes, and another surgery was required to remove those. Since then, scans have shown her free of cancer, but because her illness had advanced so far, she's had to continue her treatment at the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. That involves multiple doses of a drug that goes by the commercial name Yervoy. It's thought to stimulate the immune system to fight cancer cells that have metastasized or spread in the body. Bunton says her cancer was advanced just enough that she did qualify to receive that drug.
It is new to the extent that they're just now using it as more of a proactive effort. Originally, the treatment that I have was isolated just to people with stage 4.
She's thankful she's able to take a proactive approach instead of being forced to wait and see if the cancer shows up again in her body. But the specialist she needs to see and the drug treatment are not available here in Petersburg, and she has to return to Seattle on a regular basis. That's every 3 weeks for the first 3 months, and after that, every 3 months for the next 3 years. The drug is given by intravenous infusion, lasting about 90 minutes each time. It can also have serious side effects. Bunton is back at home now and back at work as well. She's thankful for the support she and her family have received in the community, but it's also hard for her to be living here so far away from the health care she needs.
Living in Petersburg here with my family during this difficult time in our lives, it's a double-edged sword, because if I were still living in Seattle where we're from, doing all of these follow-up appointments, the doctor's appointments, the physical therapist, the surgeon, the dermatologist, and even the new drug treatment would all be easily accessible. It would be right there and available. Because we are unique living here in Petersburg, all of these simple medical tasks become monumental.
Bunton also calls it a full-time job to manage her treatment.
It's taken a team. My partner, some very dear close friends and family have played a big role in helping to just manage the insurance, the bills, the travel logistics, managing scheduling the appointments, multiple rebookings of travel flights because there is so much unknown involved. Yeah, besides getting the generosity of what Beat the Odds does, knowing that there were people close right here that I could turn to who are knowledgeable about this journey.
Even with good health insurance, Bunton says her treatment has taken a financial toll on her family. Like others in the community facing big health care bills, she has an online fundraising account through GoFundMe. She has also turned to the local resources available to cancer patients in the community and has also connected with others who have been diagnosed. She's not so inclined to preach to others about staying out of the sun. Instead, the lesson she takes from this life-changing event is not to be afraid to be a persistent and difficult patient.
If you're not feeling well, keep going at it. Keep asking until you are feeling well, or until you get answers, or until you've eliminated every possible scenario of what it might not be. And be patient to your medical staff as well, because they are doing what they think is best. But yeah, at the end of the day, don't hesitate to be your own best advocate and be loud and be difficult. It could save your life, and it often does.
She also encourages people to be vigilant about signs of possible skin cancer on themselves and others. And as for the boots that saved her life, Bunton has not yet worn them because of lingering effects of the surgeries she had. She says she's going to save those boots and thinks it will be a big day when she eventually gets to put them on. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.